The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rush Imports, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, the Wednesday, December 14th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And boy, I tell you, it's hump day, middle of the week. Kind of excited, you know, big celebrity softball game tonight for the big Don't Blink home run derby. Yeah, you know, we set it off with that. So I'm going to be, you know, happy to host that tonight. Have a good time. A lot of major leaguers in town. Yep, it's going to be a good look. Got Don't Blink going on this weekend. You got the Bahama Bowl going on this weekend. Good luck, good luck. Yeah, man. If you're a sports aficionado, this one of your weekends, for sure. But I digress. We'll talk sports in the 5. Hope you're having a good Friday. I mean, a good Wednesday, getting ready to get into the weekend. Thursday and Friday, right around the corner. So, you know, things lining up. Looks like it's going to be a good weekend. So, as we get into it, I want to make sure you got lots to talk about. Oh, boy, you see the headlines? We get to them in short order. But at the end of the day, I'll make sure you're in a good place for this conversation. So feel free to chime on in. All right? 323-325-4316, 325-4259. Phone lines are open. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. Radio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. Before I get to your trivia, I got to remind you, Rush Imports. Shipping Rush Imports with rates as low as 75 cents per pound. Order between now and December 21st to be entered into their grand drawing to win a 50-inch TV. Call 393-8346. That's 393-8346. Or WhatsApp 25. That's 422-1325. Order, ship, and win with Rush Imports. All right, here's your trivia question. You know we're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Great show over there at the Joker's Wild. Headliner Paul Hooper, feature comedian Amy Shanker, and yours truly. Funny show from start to finish. And don't forget, it is 2-for-1 on all locals. Our show runs day through Sunday. Doors open 8:15. Showtime is 9 p.m. sharp. Located on the beach tower over there at the beautiful Atlantis. And like I say, don't forget, 2-for-1 on all locals. All right? So that's in the prize. You got the Let's Coffee for grabs. And, of course, you got lunch or dinner your choice from Naughty Johnny's. All right? So that's what you're playing for. And here's what I got for you today. Recent survey of 100 Bahamian women. All right? Survey revealed that 2 out of 5 in the survey, that every 2 out of 5 in the survey say a date doing this for them is their biggest pet peeve on a date and could be a killer. What is it? That's your brain teaser. You got between now and the top of the news and the news and the top of the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. Recent survey, 100 Bahamian women. Survey revealed that 2 out of 5 of the women surveyed said that if a guy does this on a date, all right, it could be a date breaker, a deal breaker. It's their biggest pet peeve. When a guy does this for them on a date, what is it? You got between now and the news and the top of the 5 o'clock hour to get chances in. And you know what you're playing for. Let's see what we got. I tell you, y'all ain't mating, man. Y'all ain't mating. Naughty, great show as usual. The situation with Sam is going to be more embarrassing because when the USA News reporters go in to interview him, and they see the condition of Fox Hill Prison, human rights will be all over the Bahamas. Woo! You didn't even let me get to the headlines. You already know what you're thinking. Boy, I tell you. All right. I don't know. I was about to get into the headlines, but you're all firing off, so I'm going to get to that in a second. I agree. If he knows how to play things right, he's got some leverage how to play the victim role in this, for sure. All right. But y'all ain't playing today. Y'all just hot. Y'all just ready to go. But none of that. We got the headlines lined up for you. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Who are us making headlines in the 242? And you know Fine Threads are bringing you the 12 days of Christmas. And on the third day of Christmas, Fine Threads gave to me $10 off dress pants. Day 3 of day 12, $10 off of dress pants. That's today, Wednesday, December 14th. So be sure to check out both locations, the flagship store, Top of Hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza, or shop online, finethreads.com. All right, so we get to the headlines. Was blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. Big headline, no bail for SBF. FTX founder remanded to prison until February 8th. Chief Magistrate Joanne Ferguson Pratt yesterday denied bail for Sam Bankman-Fried after hearing hours of arguments by lawyers and remanded him to the Bahamas Department of Correctional Services until February 8th, 2023. Boy, he got the carte blanche treatment going up there. Let that have been me or you yesterday. Well, you know, they're going to drag us or shackle up, handcuff up, throw us in the back of the bus. Yeah, man. That's what we was getting. Not SBF. Wonder why. But I digress. So what's your take on that? Federal prosecutor charged SBF with 8 counts. Another story by Jasper Ward. SBF indicted by the SEC. The previous story I mentioned by Travis Cartwright Carroll. So you know who's, you know, monopolizing the headlines. Let's check out the text. Man, Twitch committed suicide. He was on the Ellen DeGeneres show. Lord, what can be so bad? He has 3 children. Wow. Wow, thanks for sharing that news out of left field. Naughty, we lose that bet that your boy going to jail. We said he wouldn't go yesterday, but obviously he's going to jail. But I have a side bet for $10. I bet you they remodel one of the prison cells and put recessed lights and a smart toilet and also a sink for Sam. And also they put down some porcelain tiles, 24 by 24. Stop it. Stop it. I don't know. Naughty, could Sam have requested home arrest instead of Fox Hell? Oh, Lord. Jesus, the man gonna make it. The man gonna make it in there. He's already on depression medication. He ain't gonna make it. He ain't gonna make it. Boy, what, boy, you all ain't playing today. Naughty, really? Naughty, you really think they were going to put you on that bus? You like Sam, so I think he was riding in the Jeep too. No way. I wasn't riding in the Jeep because my mouth too hot. I asked too many questions. So I'll be considered one of those lighter-hued, hard, red, malcontents. Back of the bus. Stop it. You know? They might not have tapped me up like how they didn't top up Sam because, you know, he's bruised easy, but that's a different story. He's getting thrown back there. Me and you, not SBF, Sam Bankman-Fried. I mean, Freed. Naughty, I really think the Bahamas Department of Corrections needs to let SBF out, especially if the prison doesn't have vegan food and how he needs his medication. Also, I don't think those conditions in the prison are acceptable for people of his think. Well, I remember one of his complexions said that he had a monitor to deal with his diabetes and he couldn't get it monitored in there and they let him go. And I'm just saying, they ever try carry me up there, I have a diabetic condition monitored by a cell phone, and it cannot be monitored in there. If it could work for the foreign American, it could work for me. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I like this one. Naughty, could we organize a trade like how Russia traded the warlord for Brittany Garnier? Who would you suggest? I say SBF for 90. I'll vote on that. I could wait. 90 did more genuine good for the community than SBF ever did, despite, you know, claims to his character. Naughty, good afternoon. Can someone in the government assist with removing a dead dog that was ran over in Stapleton Gardens this morning on Turnquest Avenue? It's on the side where the sidewalk is located. Thank you. Yes, please. Can we get somebody from health services or environmental services or works or whatever relative department is responsible for that in Stapleton? We need that removed, please. Thanks for the heads up. Naughty question. Who you think holding Sam's money? I wonder if we could hold that for a small percentage. What money? Naughty, you think Sam would come out of prison saying, my boy, or don't play with me, King? I know. I got some jokes right now. I could try them out of jokers tonight. What else we got? Like I say, it's just monopolizing the headlines. And some of the things that, you know, yeah, in the barbershop, the last bastion for free speech in the world, in my opinion. You got some, you know, lunacy going on as far as, you know, people's opinion on this about good publicity and bad publicity and publicity. No. This is horrible publicity. Don't try to sugarcoat it. Take up for this administration for getting all cozy with SBF. The world has seen what we're looking at, all right, what we're looking at. There is a whole different perception on the way we've handled it, and the things coming out are crazy. Very crazy. Okay? And it's not a good look. No matter how much you try to twist it or shake it or form it, it's not a good look. Okay? All right. Let's slide out of the headliners, who are us making headlines in the 242, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Get up into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And don't forget, John's got you covered just in time for Christmas. Caller, I see you. I'm coming to you right now. But just in time for Christmas, John's got you hooked up, all right? Wide selection for everybody, the whole entire family, men, women, and children. All right, great selection and great prices to meet whatever your holiday wardrobe needs may be. For parties, church, dinners, clubs, or even the beach, John has something for women, men, and children this holiday season. Don't forget they now have costume jewelry and small home appliances available as well. Don't forget new arrivals from Sperry, Timberland Pro, and Clark's. In time, of course, small toys for the kids while they last, right? So be sure to check out John's both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. All right. Okay, what did SBF do wrong here in the Bahamas? Are you serious? Really? Anyway, let me go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Daddy, what's going on?
Hey, Gardner, what's going on? I thought you was in Freeborder in jail. I ain't heard from you in a while. But the Celtics beat the Lakers last night in overtime, so here comes Gardner.
You break that two-game losing streak.
Here comes Gardner. What's going on, Gardner? I thought you was trying to trade in your SBF coins, man. What's happening here? Your FTX
you
coins.
The two last texts, especially the last one.
That last one. Naughty, what did SBF do wrong here in the Bahamas? Proof that texter was denied oxygen in the womb. And I still like your texter, but we agree to disagree on this one. What did he do wrong?
FTX only did make or committed a crime in the United States.
Boy, I tell you.
Whatever they did in the Bahamas was a bump.
The embarrassment, the degradation, the bad publicity, and the damage to our brand is crime enough. Is damage enough.
Chicago, like, the last thing he said was he don't see how they got a license.
I want to know who the 1,500 Bahamians were who removed 100 million. And who are they, and how much did they remove each, and where it gone to? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, they say it. Chicago like beat around the bush, read the law, but the last thing he said was, this guy, how could he fool the regulator to get a license in the Bahamas?
Just like, hold on.
How could he do that?
Hold on, just like the Shah, Iran, Somoza, Vasco, Cholita. The list goes on. All of them out there ways of getting set up, right? Well, I guess SBF found his way too.
But you know, there ain't nobody answering the question. The government need to answer the question on whether or not they was complicit, because if I was being complicit in,
well, they better get
coins
in front of it, Gardner.
Minting coins. We've after been, the fact.
Exactly. And why were you wanting coins to be minted after the fact? Who
right
were the 1,500 Bahamians that removed the $100 million 24 hours before
right
FTX went bankrupt? Listen,
and
here's the thing.
Breaking news. I mean, look here. The people, out, journalists out there in the world ain't wiring for no Bahamian government job. You know, whether they editors in the dailies or talk show hosts, these people ain't got to lick no boots for no job.
Man, listen, we got to keep an eye on this whole thing. God, now, I ain't licking no boot, man. You know how I feel on this SBF situation.
I
on this SBF situation.
Too much baseball boots or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, some cowboy boots or some Laker boots or some. Yeah.
Hey, yes, I know I'll make them millions and then millions or something.
But no, listen, my thing is this. You got to ask the questions because and
right
they're taking on the wrong guy in all of this, because John Ray III, who's now the CEO of FTX and took over the bankruptcy, he handled the Enron bankruptcy. He's very thorough. If you look at the information put out with their release regarding this Chapter 11 and you follow it, he's on top of everything. So cheaper we get in front of this and be proactive rather than reactive, if you know what I mean, because in a minute, it all going to come out. And then
but
how we
going
to really look when
shot
the crap really hit the fan.
You know when the Republicans get in the House, they ain't have a hearing, right? So
but SBF can't go wrong. Vote. Look at his mommy and daddy, big time campaign contributors to both the Democratic Republican
what
parties.
What I'm saying is the government, they need to send somebody. Somebody needs to go and be a witness, you know, in a hearing, in a congressional hearing. You understand what I'm saying? To deal with our image. That
yeah,
could be done. You understand?
Well, we'll see. You know, some of our
that's
prestigious lawyers and politicos were at Billy McFarland's congressional
right
hearing. I wonder why they ain't at Espe's
right
now, too.
That's the kind of thing. We ain't got no transparency in the Bahamas, and we know that. Ain't like we don't know that.
All buck up, go. That's how it is, Gardner.
Yeah.
You know, this thing don't change.
Yeah, we act like we get transparency in the Bahamas. Come on now.
What,
we don't even have parents in our parliament.
What did Wood Rogers encounter when he came on the shoreline for the first time in the Bahamas? The three P's under the coconut tree. The pirate, the politician, and the policeman all bunched right up. Anyhow, have a good one, God. I told you soon, my brother. Be safe. We're going to get to the break, man. That's a wrap right there on the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. As we get to the break, let me check out a couple of these texts. Naughty, can someone in government... Naughty, why are we holding on to Sam? We need to let the U.S. carry him. Naughty, question, is Sam the most high-profile person so far held in Fox Hill Prison? Boy, we got to see. And also, you see the meal they serve in Sam? Sam is most definitely, unequivocally, the blue-eyed baby boy in Fox Hill Prison. I'm selling some free Sam T-shirts for $15. $5 going to charity. Send me one, double one for Mr. Producer, too. Or we'll line it with the bottom of the grill when I win that bet from them Dolphin fans. Naughty, what I want to know is if Sabas have to return the money he got from selling of those condos to SBF. Are you all really? Listen here. You all on a roll today. Naughty, where is the Prime Minister? Where is Brave through all of this? Why is the media isn't putting pressure on him? Brave buddy boy, Sam. Naughty AOC, she shouldn't talk because this is the same SBF funded the Democratic Party. She's also complicit. I wouldn't even listen to AOC. Maxine Waters, Elizabeth Warren, and more. They only putting on a show. And Sam is in the picture with Maxine and that. Yes, you see, boy, y'all sharp. Y'all following the dots today, boy. Y'all ain't playing. Y'all need to go look at Moonstone Bank, too, and see what that leads to you. Anyway, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll pick it up right here on the Wednesday, December 14th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
It has a new twist on an old holiday favorite. The Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich layers sliced deli turkey, Swiss cheese, fresh crisp arugula on a flaky buttery croissant, all topped with mustard and cranberry sauce. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich Combo includes a bag of crispy popcorners and a freshly brewed iced tea for only $9 plus VAT. Tis the season. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover with whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Percy Simon Games has a list of names. Who will get the cash? Yes, we brought it back. 20 gets you in, 12 is the win. Right now we'll put money on your book. You can have a very merry Christmas. Island Games can take care of your wish list. 12 is a cash must with Percy Simon Games. It's the game you know, the friends you trust. You may play with them, but you win with us.
For every $20 deposit, you're entered to win cash.
Christmas coming here.
Christmas is coming, and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that bring us together this holiday season. Enjoy a festive feast mega meal, packed of 8 pieces of juicy fried chicken, family fries, 4 buttery biscuits, and a half gallon of Pepsi in a reusable bag. Available, these reusable drink bags are perfect for your next get-together. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
This is Erin Green, wishing you and your family happiness, peace, and mangoes this holiday season and throughout the new year from Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We continue right now. And I will get up into the global warming. We're seeing of the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Not Naughty Johnny's, KFC Nassau. My apologies. KFC Nassau. All right? And listen here, man. KFC doing big things with the festive feast. That's what I'm talking about, man. And you know, it's this time of year. This time of year, it's all about KFC. Because you know, holidays ain't the holidays without a bucket or two of KFC. You can't go wrong with it. Especially if you're in a Junkanoo Shack. Oh, yeah. And you know Christmas is coming. And your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that bring us all together this holiday season. And don't forget, for a limited time, every KFC 8-piece festive feast mega meal includes a half-gallon Pepsi and a reusable drink bag. Perfect for your next festive get-together. All right, make this a finger-licking good Christmas with the KFC Festive Feast Mega Meal. Packed with 8 pieces of juicy fried chicken, family fries, 4 buttery biscuits, and a half gallon of Pepsi in the new reusable bag. Waiting for you at your favorite KFC Nassau location for takeout and drive-thru, all right? So get on out there and make your Christmas finger-licking with KFC Nassau. That's what I'm talking about. All right, let's check out the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. Like I said, all brought to you by KFC Nassau. And, where do we start? Got a couple of tidbits. Scientists say that 74 metric tons of microplastics have been found in the skies above New Zealand. That's the equivalent of about 3 million plastic bottles, which, as you would suspect, finds its way into the rainwater. Study shows that Americans waste around a third of all of the food they buy. Stuart Margolin, best known for his portrayal of Evelyn Angel Martin on The Rockford Files, has died. He was 82. HBO Max and CNN have renewed Who's Talking to Chris Wallace. If you're trying to keep track of Dua Lipa's dating these days, she's moved on from Trevor Noah and has been seen lately in the company of Jack Harlow. Wow. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern didn't realize the microphone when she commented about a political rival and said, he's such an arrogant, well, I won't use the word, you know, but it rhymes with trick. Robert Griffin III says he meant to say bugaboos when he said jigaboos during the Monday Night Football pregame show. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. RG3, open mouth and insert foot. Both of them. Dear God. Mississippi State Leach died on Monday night from a heart condition complications. He was 61. Sad news there. And the oldest member of the K-pop group BTS, Jin, has begun his mandatory military service. Yeah. I tell you, boy, they're going to be passing the Jin in there, boy, making him do push-ups and everything. I fear for him. Plenty of potatoes he got to peel, for real. All right, that's a wrap on your Global Woman, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. All right, we got a winner for the trivia. The correct answer was order their food at a restaurant. All right, so congratulations to Marvin. He's the winner on that one. Let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, people are losing focus of the fact that the SEC has more information about FTX activity as evidenced by their filing than the government by the AG's email request for details and the Securities Commission of the Bahamas by the fact that all of the activity happened under their nose. The Bahamas is being schooled, and rather than learn, it is stubbornly arguing that its answer is correct. SCB in investigating this matter, but they are silent and knows that the U.S. regulator, that 1 plus 1 equals 11 is correct attitude won't work. Another thing I would have expected for the SCB to highlight the cooperation between the SEC and the, and you need to finish the text there, texter. I guess you ran out of data. But my question in all of this is, you don't want to take on folks who are obviously showing you they have the goods, the whole file, all the information. The whole shadow boxing with our AG and John Ray III is crazy. And like I said, the whole time, we've never been proactive in this at all. We've never been in front of this at all. All right, listen, if you haven't collected your prizes, anybody who hasn't collected their prizes, as of today on, right up until the 23rd, when we go for the holiday, you got to collect them, normal business hours, all right? All right, it's now on you, not on me. Okay. All right, now, let me slide into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. I got to share a story with you on my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break today, all right? First and foremost, let me remind you, man, it's all about the flavors of the season, and kick the holiday season off at Dunkin' with three delicious festive signature lattes made with rich espresso and topped with whipped cream. Hurry in today to your favorite Dunkin' location and get the holiday lattes. They are here, all right? You got the peppermint mocha latte with mocha and peppermint flavors, or the toasted white chocolate latte with creamy white chocolate and both topped out with whipped cream, both the peppermint mocha and the white chocolate latte. And don't forget the brand new Dunkin' brown sugar cookie latte, featuring notes of sweet brown sugar and holiday spices topped off with whipped cream, caramel, cinnamon, sugar. All three are waiting on you at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Bernard Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. Real quick, Naughty, I don't think the Securities Commission of the Bahamas wants to challenge John Ray because he is very skilled, very thorough. That's the man who broke down the whole Enron fiasco. Just imagine. All right. Now, let me get into this story I got to share with you. All right? Now, you know, if you do fool, I will carry you to task. But I also give credit where and when it is due. And in this instance, I have to give some major credit to my crew over there at BPL. All right? And before you jump up and start freaking yourself out, hear me out, because I know I said those words, BPL, those three letters, BPL. Just calm down, breathe, and listen. All right? Here's the deal. About a year and a half ago, the line, power line, the cable, so like my house is the only house on the block out of power. It happened late night, but after 11, we called the emergency line. They came, they corrected the problem. They gave it a quick fix. They remedied the situation so it'd have power. And over time, it had to be rectified. And by one way or another, it had been taking a minute to get done. But today, saw a BPL truck driver with the drill. Say, I got a question for you. How could I get the situation rectified? Here's the situation. Wow, didn't know. Here's the number you could call for somebody who could help you in management. Turns out, I make a call, all right? Talk to Mr. Kevin Gilbert. Awesome individual. Awesome gentleman. Very thorough, very professional, on top of everything. Took my information. Within minutes, I had a call back. Within an hour, I had somebody looking at the situation. Next thing I know, the work crews are there, solved. Okay? And when I tell you problem solved, the work was done amazingly. And I'm not saying this because my situation was rectified. I give credit where credit is due. That is a thorough, solid team that they have there. And I want to get the correct overhead and underground. That was the two units that came out and addressed the situation. So for my crew over there in the overhead unit, Edley Sargent and Osborne Smith for overhead, they did a great job. Big them up every time. For underground, Oscar Rowe, Vaccaro Clark, Altino Oliver, Kelsey Carey, Donald Cooper, Giovanno Smith, awesome, awesome job. Gilbert, you got a great crew there. They did not let you down. They delivered, all right? So from here on out, let me tell you something. If you work overhead, you work underground, you work line staff at BPL, and you out there every day making it happen, keeping the power on, keeping the lights on. Gilbert, you in management, but I got you. You awesome. Couple of you out of neckties up there. Y'all need to stop doing your fool because you're making the hardworking individuals that make BPL run and keep our lights on. And keep people, you know, like me and everybody else, putting up with all the foolishness you drop. It's them that need the rewards. It's them that need the praise. And the old saying in business, you can never please the external customer until you please the internal customer. Well, guess what? The board at BPL and the executive team, you got a great manager in Kevin Gilbert. Awesome. And his team did an awesome job. And you need to invest more in those kind of employees that you have so that this thing could run for years with sense. So I applaud that crew, overhead, underground, big them up every time, man. Great job, professional work, efficient. They know what they're doing. I was very impressed. Good stuff right there. Neckties in BPL, stop letting your team members down who are doing a great job. Now, let me, with that being said, I just wanted to put that out there because that's a job well done, and I like to give credit where credit is due, man. No, man, it wasn't nothing to do with me that I got sorted because it took a long time to get sorted. I ran through the channels. I ran through the paperwork. This was just a question. I was hoping for it to get rectified in the new year. They didn't realize who I was until long after the process had started, so you can't call a lot. I nobody like that, man. Come on there, Texas. Stop trying to stroke my ego. But anyway, nonetheless, man, no, man, it's not because of who I am, man. I definitely could say that was figured out long afterwards. Yeah. And that didn't work out too well either. Because then when they figured out who I was, they took all kind of crap for the Lakers and for the Cowboys and all type foolishness. Yeah, so yeah. It wasn't all of that. All right? Okay. All right. So, that being said, let's get to the second break. On the flip side of the break, I'll be back at you. I got some information from the Island game for you. and we'll be getting you ready to get up into the 5 o'clock hour, all right? So I'll pop back in with you. Good stuff this first hour on my texts, on my callers. Y'all on your game today, boy. Y'all fired up. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we talking sports. We'll hear from Earl the Pearl. Yeah, man, it's definitely a Wednesday hump day edition, and we're going to get over the hump together right after this.
Christmas coming here.
Christmas is coming and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that satisfy your cravings. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy KFC Festive Feast Mega Pack. Loaded with 8 boneless KFC bites of 100% white meat, a chicken leg, mashed potato with gravy, corn, a biscuit, a delicious guava dessert biscuit, and a mega-sized Pepsi. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no... They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, they've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Off the holiday season with Dunkin's 3 delicious signature lattes made with rich espresso and topped with whipped cream. Sip a Dunkin' peppermint mocha latte with mocha and peppermint, or try a toasted white chocolate latte with creamy white chocolate flavor. The new Dunkin' brown sugar cookie latte features notes of sweet brown sugar and holiday spices. Hurry in today. The Dunkin' holiday lattes are only in town for the holiday season. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
Happy holidays from Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a beautiful...
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. The Wednesday, December 14th edition continues right now. A little FYI for you from the Island Game. You know, I like to keep you in the know, get you where you want to go. All season, this Christmas is back at the Island Game. They're going to reward 78 patrons this holiday season with $250,000 in cash prizes. All you have to do, all patrons who deposit $20 or more on their verified account during the promotion dates will be automatically entered into the promotion. Patrons can enter as many times as they like. However, they can only win once during the promotion. All right, for more information, simply log on to theislandgame.com. All right, be getting you ready for the news. Let me look at this one, man. Naughty, your face good, so I'm glad you got straight. No, I put you out 80. I need to stop you now. All right. Here's the deal. I got a text. Naughty, I strongly disagree with you on the fact about bad publicity. All publicity is good publicity, Naughty. All right? And just like in America and Europe and China, everywhere else in the world, they have corruption and different things. And it didn't have an effect on them. Well, listen. In some cases, all publicity isn't good publicity, number one. Number two, and we could agree to disagree on this. I don't live in America. I don't live in Russia. I don't live in China. I don't live in Canada. I don't live in Africa. I don't live in Europe. I'm Bahamian. I live in the Bahamas. I care about what the world thinks about us. I could give two you-know-whats to the wind of what they think of the world anywhere else because I don't live there. I live here. I have a family. I want them to have the best future possible. I know that a lot of young people that we want to stay here and not be part of the brain drain because we have nothing better to offer. So if we're going to offer better, then our global reputation cannot be sullied. And we can't continue to make the same mistakes where we let lighter-hued foreigners come in here with a briefcase and a song and dance. And here we are. The list goes on and on. I think we've gotten the point. I don't have to repeat it. And we need to do something about the officials who we elect that allow this foolishness to happen over and repeatedly. So we're part of the blame also. So if we all know better, then we need to do better. But please spare me that idiocy of, oh, all publicity is good, but not in this case. It's not. It's not. So, with that being said, let's get to the break. It's 4:59. We get to the news. Keep your texts coming. We just know sometimes we agree to disagree. That's all I'm saying. And it's still all good because we all talking heads. So, quick break, flip side of the break. The news is coming at you. And right after the news, we'll jump into the 5 o'clock hour. We'll talk sports. Lots to talk about there, too. All right, lots of big things popping. Don't Blink Weekend, Bahamas Bowl, Baseball Free Agency, Lakers-Celtics last night. Lots to talk about, man. So keep it right where you got it. Talking Heads, the December 14th, Wednesday, December 14th edition continues right after this.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Nazi is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rush Imports, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. The Wednesday, December 14th edition continues right now. We got Today in Sports History lined up. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. We got Pearly chimed in yet? All right, we'll look for Pearly. I know Pearly should be chiming in short order. But we got lots of sports to talk about, too, man. Don't forget, man, tonight, celebrity softball game over there. Don't Blink over there at the beautiful Atlantis. That's going to be off the chain. Looking forward to that. A whole plethora of major leaguers in town already for that. You know, this is a good time of the year if you like sports. I cannot tell you a word of lie. All right, so we're going to wait for Pearlie to chime in. And once we get Pearlie chimed in, we'll pick up the convo. I'm going to get in today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's right now. And don't forget, every Wednesday and Friday, happy hour at Naughty Johnny's 5 to 7. So on your ride home right now, check them out. Go grab one of those high-end cocktails off the chain. Great cocktail menu out there as well. Be sure to check them out, all right? Every Wednesday and Friday, 5 to 7, happy hour at Naughty Johnny's. All right, today, December 14th, in sports history, on this day in 1901, the first table tennis tournament was held. It was at the London Royal Aquarium. 1915, Jack Johnson became the first black world heavyweight champion. 1952, the Brooklyn Dodgers signed pitcher Sandy Koufax. 1982, Marcel Dion of the Los Angeles Kings scored his 500th goal. 1984, Howard Cosell retired from the NFL's Monday Night Football broadcast booth. 1986, Dan Marino of the Miami Dolphins set an NFL record with his 7th 400-yard game. 1988, CBS won the exclusive rights to Major League Baseball's 1990 to 94 seasons for $1.1 billion. 1988, the NBA's Miami Heat won their first game. They had lost their first 17 games. Tell you a funny story. I was at that game. I was in college at the time. 1997, Mike Gartner of the Phoenix Coyotes became the fifth player to score 700 career goals. The other 700 goal scorers were Wayne Gretzky, Gordie Howe, Phil Esposito, and Marcel Dion. 1997, Barry Sanders of the Detroit Lions ran for more than 100 yards for his 13th consecutive game. 1998, Jerry Rice of the 49ers caught a pass in a game against the Detroit Lions. It was his 191st consecutive game with a reception. All right, and I don't know why this sports quote popped up again, but I'm not giving another quote from Herschel Walker. Heck no. No. Herschel done said enough. We got Purdy yet? Just trying to find out. Purdy might be tied up today. I don't know. You know how Purdy go? He might have a hot mission with the deep fryer. So yeah. So we'll slide out of that today in sports and get into the home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And look out for Peter. Peter may be zooming in today, too. And don't forget Burger King Nassau. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Hello?
Hey, Naughty, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Listen, man, I need you to ease off my boy Herschel. You know, the Georgia Bulldog, his sports quotes are fine. His vampire and werewolf quotes are another story.
But, yeah,
you
saw the werewolf one? Boy, the werewolf one, let me tell you, I didn't think vampire could get any worse, but here come the werewolf.
Listen, I have a signed picture of Herschel Walker that I got from my 40th birthday with some really good friends of mine. So, you know, I try to remember the old...
You mean the Georgia Bulldogs, the New Jersey Generals, the Dallas Cowboys,
yeah,
Big Trade?
I remember the player. I can't deal with the rest of that stuff.
Herschel hard because he actually won Dallas 3 Super Bowls in 4 years because of that trade. So I'll never hate on Herschel that much. But I will crack a joke as a comedian every now and again.
I won't even go there with you on that. But listen, let me tell you the other part that one day in history. But this day in history, for the last 30 years, Dolphin fans have officially given up on their season. Normally by this time in December, they are jumping off the bridge, you know?
But yeah, they holding on strong this year, boy. They got a death grip on that. They hanging over the ledge a little bit now, but they still hanging strong.
They don't win Saturday. And you think fellas jump ship off of SBF in this country quick.
Dolphin fans are living in denial. I tell them they turn into the Morgan fish sticks and whenever they go in the cold in December, Buffalo and New England, that's two L's right there, bro.
We got Houston on Sunday, so we intend.
Hey, don't sleep on Houston. They rise to the occasion. They play good teams tough. You know,
so
I can tell you.
We ain't sleeping on nobody right now. I can tell you that off the bat. We ain't sleeping on nobody. One thing I know, but Reed and Mahomes in December is
But I'm telling you right now, things go right. We could have a Cowboy Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl. Dallas Cowboy Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl.
We're not
going.
Even though I'm not a Bud Light drinker.
We going.
Figure out how Bud Light paying for the trip bus.
We can make something happen.
Definitely.
Yeah. And even if Dan involved, we'll make it happen another way. We going to that.
Listen. My only hope is that when that happens and the original Texas franchise beats the new Texas franchise, that you still me and you will still be friends. That's all I can say.
Yeah, man, it's all good. Yeah, we'll work it out. We ain't got nothing to worry about. You know Andy Reid took some blows in that division from the Cowboys.
So payback might be coming, man. Might be coming. But anyway, we can see y'all looking good.
Yeah, man. And I'm knocking on wood as you said, because, you know, we're prone to do fools. So I'm going to knock on wood. Yes. Hopefully T.Y. Hilton will get us some little scraps here and there.
I was surprised y'all signed him because T.Y. has had some issues with some lower leg injuries. And he's been a player who has been not a speedster, but a guy who's a route runner. So breaking in and out of routes has been his thing. And if you have those, it was one of the reasons why they didn't really deal with Odell, because they figured Odell's gonna speed stuff.
They gave him the full physical, the full workout. Apparently, he got the thumbs up on everything. And apparently, he's healed off those soft tissue lower leg injuries that you mentioned.
Yeah,
and listen, it's a 5-game sample, 4-game sample, plus the playoffs. You catch lightning in the bottle with T.Y., hey, he's coming in fresh. You got an injured DB. He's a great route runner. Hey, that might be the difference between getting that 10 yards on 3rd and 9 rather than 8 yards on 3rd and 9. And
great
boom,
receiver.
There you go.
So that's the key right there. Because honestly, CD Hines is getting a little itchy when the game gets tight. I don't know why.
Oklahoma receiver. Let me tell you something about CD, though. CD got some Jerry Rice to him in the sense that if you feed him early, he can be a monster all game long.
Yeah.
If you don't get him going early, that could turn into a slow supper.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. But you guys are looking, you're looking solid.
But you know who I'm impressed with on your side of the offensive field and offensive side of the ball is Pacheco, man. That was a great 7th round pick. That was a money pick by Kansas City, man. Great value pick in the 7th round.
We have hit on almost all of our picks. If they don't play for us, we've been able to parlay them into other trades and other places.
Yep.
I mean, they've been really, really good because, I mean, they picked them up and everyone's like, why? You got Travis Etienne. You got LeSean McCoy. He might be coming back. And we drop McCoy and we pick this kid up. And this kid, he runs angry.
Yeah, he got issues. I mean, he got a little Marion Barber to him, Lord bless the dead.
I even know how to call him. He's running like he's from Camp Road.
Whatever works, man. Just let him keep running like that. But listen, I got to get the Pearly. He's zooming in now. So let me pick up the convo with him and see what Dolphin Nation's saying. Always good to hear from you.
Yeah,
and, go Dogs, man. I want to see y'all repeat, man.
Definitely. I can zoom you from the game.
Yeah, make sure I do that, bro. Wherever it is, I'll answer. All right? Be safe and enjoy. All right, let's get the Pearly on the Zoom, man. Pearly, what's going on? What cometh out of the air fryer today? I could smell it. I smell aroma.
This is some honey garlic thing.
Just a little honey garlic action going on.
Yeah.
Let me get you some hickory barbecue for the next lap, okay? Instead of honey barbecue, honey garlic hickory barbecue.
Actually, I'm working on a new recipe. I'm going to try tomorrow.
All right, I hear that. So, Pearly, man, listen.
Yeah.
What's going on with your Dolphins, man? How's Dolphin Nation doing today? You just heard, your regular chief contributor just called in, you know, feeling all cocky, saying y'all Dolphins usually jump off the bridge this time, throw your season in, and you're all in rare territory, so congratulations to y'all. So how you feel, though?
They like throw this thing at us, but the Dolphins have not been in this position about over 10 years. I don't know what they're talking about.
Right,
what they hear and what they believe happened. But that has never in the last 2 years. And the Flores made that crap.
But little snow coming down in Buffalo this weekend, though. Pearly, little snow coming down, though. I mean, you know that's looming.
That's all right. That's what they said.
And no snow in Jacksonville. So if Dallas gets it done, man, you're looking to be in 3 games behind, and I'll bet.
Why? Because you expect us to lose.
No, but I know how y'all go in the snow.
Oh, and you expect, oh, you get your heart, Trevor Lawrence. Y'all stay right there. Y'all stay right there. You're getting a little cocky yourself.
Hold on. We get the upset bird last week with the Texans, right? And the week before with somebody else, right?
But no, your heart is no. No, and let's speak to God's truth now. Let's be honest with the listeners today now. Let's be very honest. Your heart was in your throat up to that last, and then they stop him.
No, because I was too angry and mad and thinking how much the wife would around me if I smashed the TV. So, yeah, had Dak not looked decent with 3 minutes left driving down, I might have my heart in my throat. But I was supremely confident in Wanda getting it done. His 18th game winning drive in his career. We had enough time on the clock to get it done.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
came down and got it done.
You got to have that one bad game, but that didn't happen yet. Oh, boy.
Boy, I tell you, hey. But then you could say that for the Eagles, and you could say that for a couple other people. Have the Dolphins had their bad game yet?
The Eagles had theirs when they get stumped, when they got embarrassed, when they got beat.
Okay, so
and
what
they,
about...
They won't be able to do for another one.
What about the Dolphins?
Everybody except you only had John one yet.
John yes, we did. We let that old stinking dog, Aaron Rodgers, beat us in Green Bay.
No, that was a lucky play at the end of the game. No, I'm talking about dormant, somebody that's big, y'all like bad all game. That didn't happen yet.
Knock on wood, it won't. Knock on wood, it won't.
You so confident, but that's fine.
I'm just saying, knock on wood, it won't. That's all I'm saying, Pearly. Knock on wood, it won't. Okay. I know what the Dallas Cowboys are prone to do. I've watched them snatch defeat from the jaws of victory many, many, many seasons.
I get I don't mind you being that guy. You know, ride it right now because I blame you.
But I'm getting close. When I get there, I'll let you know.
Jesus, if you ain't there yet, I hate to see when you do.
Boy, that's up me. But listen,
you know what I love about baseball.
Yeah, I was gonna rivalry get. I wanted to slide into baseball. Yeah, but go ahead. What you got for me?
Rivalries in baseball is fantastic. You know, ain't no real Dodger could ever stand in these San Francisco Giants. That son of a gun cheating shortstop that was at the Houston Astros, who was thinking of trying to come to LA, decided he won't go to San Francisco. We just hate him now.
And all of that $350 million that he got?
We making this rivalry sweet. Every time he coming to LA, we gonna shut him down. We gonna beat up on the Giants and embarrass them for trying to do this. Watch. This is boiling us up now.
It's got y'all on fuego.
Them and the Padres spent $1 billion to try to get better and still can finish 10 games behind the Dodgers this year. And we ain't spent no money. As a matter of fact, we get rid of $100 million.
Get rid of $100 million. So how you really feel? Did you want this kid or not, man?
What?
Did you want this kid or not?
No. Who? Why?
That they just signed.
You mean the trade we made?
No, I'm talking about the kid that the shortstop from the Astros that the Giants signed.
Guerrero, the Giants signed.
Right.
He left Minnesota to go on the Giants. And I thought.
And he dissed you off of them. How you really feel? How y'all really feel?
I'm glad we don't have him. I didn't want him. I never wanted him. And most good Dodgers never wanted him because they cheat us in 2017. I forgive them for that. I forgive them for that. They cheat us.
Pearly, if he would have signed with you, you would have been singing a totally different story here today.
That one cheat cost us three World Series. That one cheat right there cost us three World Series.
Listen to me, man. Pearly, that right there, if he signed with y'all, you would have been singing a totally different story today on this show.
Nope. This has been a discussion amongst Dodger fans and Dodger Nation for the last couple of months. And we've been split. So the Dodgers have pulled away from even talking to him because the fan base did not want him.
All right, let's get
to Dodger. I'm a Laker. You come there, you get my support. But I'm glad he did not come.
All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. We got a caller coming through. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
All is well.
Hey, this ain't Mystery Dolphin, though.
Absolutely.
Where you been missing an action from, babe?
I was busy, very busy.
You was busy?
Every time I try to catch the show, you were signing off, and you sign off early. You sign off around 10 minutes to 6.
Yeah,
because
we got Rich Eisen and stuff, you know. Like today we got the power rankings and whatnot. But yeah, just so you know, last time we talked, you know, two games behind the Dolphins, two games behind the Cowboys. You know that, right?
I know. You all looking good. You all really looking good. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's happening, man. I don't know.
I used to tell people Cowboys suck, but I don't know what to say now.
Yeah, man. But just don't say nothing, man. And you and Pearly, your Dolphins holding on, though. I ain't gonna lie. You all, this time of year, normally you always be, you know, getting mad and upset, but you all still in the thick of things, though.
I don't know about that. still in the thick of things. No man, we losing good games.
But I've been in the thick of things to make the playoffs. You think you can throw two more L's before it's all said and done? Buffalo and New England in the cold.
Listen, man, we losing good games. Where's the defense? We losing good games.
Purdy,
I don't feel too good about that.
Purdy, what say you in reply to Mystery Dolphin, man? What y'all Dolphins got to say, man?
I'm not responding to you because you right here don't give me two losses. Why don't you say you hope the Dolphins get two losses?
Y'all going to lose to Buffalo and y'all going to lose to New England in the cold.
Anything can happen. So what you need to be concerned about, what you really need to be concerned about...
is the Jacksonville Jaguars this Sunday.
Pay attention to them. Don't worry about my Dolphins.
That's a good game.
So when y'all do get beat, you can try to play it off. Ain't nothing happening. We go into the Buffalo, we going to poke Josh Allen in the eye. Everybody expecting us to get beat. Well, everybody
I honestly believe we can take all that frustration out on Buffalo, though. All of that. We can take that out on Buffalo. We have to. If we either do that or we got to pack it up. Pack up and go. That's
Mystery. While I accept the notion next man up, while I accept the notion injuries are a part of the game, yes. But when you put your team together, you expect certain people to start and certain people to bench.
Pearl. I can't accept that. Because every one of these teams are professional teams. No. Every team have injuries.
That bullcrap line, but we all professional teams. Don't hold
on. Every team have injuries. I'm not going to give my Dolphins that excuse. No, sir. Because I'm not going to give Nutty my excuse when his Cowboys are injured. I'm not giving him no room for excuses. No. So I'm not giving my Dolphins no room for excuses. Injury, every team have injuries.
If you would give me a minute and hear what I have to say. You were going to make an excuse, but you cut me off and you just running on, you see? Because you don't want to hear what I have to say.
Go ahead, Purdy.
All right. While I accept the notion that injuries, I said that. While I accept next man up and while I accept no excuses for injuries as a part of the game. And every team, you got your first, second, and third string. This one better than that one. That one better. So don't give me this thing, but they're all professionals. They're all getting paid to play. That don't mean they're all at the same level of talent. You wouldn't have a Tom Brady to talk about. You wouldn't have a Michael.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Hold on,
Mystery. Let him finish.
I am proud of my Dolphins because we were supposed to be right now 5-8, not 8-5, 5-8, if that lucky. Second of all, we have battled through the injury bug and played well through the injury bug, not having our starting cornerbacks from day one. We've battled well.
Okay, let me ask you a question now.
All I'm saying is, you're not accepting injuries. If you're not accepting injuries as part of it, then you can't tell me you don't think we can beat Buffalo this weekend.
Hold on,
let Mystery fly now.
Come up for air, man. Jesus. I did say that we're going to take all that frustration out on the Bills on Sunday. But let me ask you a question. Which string that was that beat Tom Brady on Sunday? That quarterback. Was that the third?
Which string beat Tom Brady on
third
Sunday?
Third string. Purdy is the third stringer.
Third string beat Tom Brady on Sunday. Okay?
The first defense shut down Tom Brady.
The first string held
Tom Brady to them limited points.
The young quarterback beat Tom Brady. Now defense did play a big role in it. But I'm asking, which string was it that beat Tom Brady? Quarterback to quarterback, which string beat him on Sunday? That's what I'm talking about.
The first string beat him on Sunday.
The first string defense.
Okay, that's what I asked. It was the third string. How old that boy is, Nutty? He in his 20s, right?
Yeah, young, early 20s, and
Purdy,
the last
right?
pick
Purdy.
Taken in the draft. Purdy, last pick taken
Purdy.
In the draft. Mr. Irrelevant.
I'm not disputing that. Look at the score. Tom Brady put up 7 points. Purdy ain't stopping from scoring them points. That Super Bowl defense that the 49ers get shut Tom Brady down.
Not
but you know, the 49ers have a good defense, but you still need offense to win games also. And the offense,
if the score was 28 to 31, if they had scored three, if Brady had put up more than that donkey 7 points, I would have said, yeah, you have an argument.
Okay, so let me ask you one more question. How much did the 49ers score on Sunday? 40 what?
They scored over 28 points when I turned it off. It was 28 to nothing.
No, the final score was
35-7.
How much?
35-7.
Okay. Pearl, let me ask you a question. What part of those points was defense? How much?
No, but I mean, listen, mystery.
How much of those points came from defense?
Let me give you the facts. Brady was 16 for 20 with 180 yards passing. 180 yards passing. And 2 touchdown passes. None was long. And he had a run.
No. I think Brady had 3 touchdown passes.
Yeah, he had a pass.
He had 2 touchdown passes. I got $1,000 say you're wrong.
I'm looking at your laptop and you can see everything and I'm on the road.
Hold on, listen. He had 2 passing touchdowns. He had a rushing touchdown. And Debo Samuel had a rushing touchdown when I left.
Okay.
I don't know who got the 5th touchdown, but let me just interject this here. I get your point about Purdy being a third string back, winning a game by putting up points offensively. However, I do also know and agree with Purdy's point that the defense put him in position in a lot of the situations. They were 3 and outs. They had bad position. They punted. The 49ers ended up with excellent field position. They worked from a short field, which was advantageous to having a rookie quarterback. And they also had a running game that showed up for them. So that made it easier on the rookie quarterback. Yes, he won. And he should tip his hat to him because he beat the GOAT. But he got a lot of help from the defense. I got to be honest. They put him in position to win.
Well, the defense played a big role when we played the 49ers, also when we lost. Listen, I'm not giving any excuses to no one. I'm not giving no excuses to no one.
Shut down the middle of the field, and McDaniel made no adjustments.
And then San Diego copied it the other night, and he had it caught.
Hold on. All defense and no offense, you cannot win no game. Give me a break. And this is a third-string quarterback that beat Tom Brady on Sunday. So don't take nothing away from Purdy.
How many points did Tom Brady score? How many interceptions did Tom Brady throw? How many times was Tom Brady sacked?
I don't care. Tom Brady's supposed to be the GOAT. So I don't want no excuses from Tom Brady. He's supposed to be the GOAT. G-O-A-T.
Right on.
The greatest of all time.
I'm trying to tell you the 49ers defense that good. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
They do probably have the best defense in the league.
The 49ers. First of all,
between them and the Cowboys,
The Brady-led team would dominate possession of the football. They did not do that. The defense kept on.
Now, you got to look at it like that. The defense did keep him off the field in the sense that, you know, when they had some 3 and outs, and the offense had some good drives.
Naughty, I into this gibberish y'all talking right now, okay? I into this gibberish because every team have defense. Now, like I was saying, it's not the defense alone that beat Tom Brady. Stop taking it away from the offense.
No, I said, listen, I clearly said Purdy did his job on offense with the touchdowns. However, he was helped greatly by the defense, and they put him in field position with short fields. They got turnovers. So you have to look at that as well.
They didn't play no primary school team.
Let me give you an example. All right, let me take it out of the 49ers and what's the other team you're talking about now? 49ers and Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Let's take it out of that realm and talk about defense. My Cowboys, a couple of weeks ago against the Colts, went into the third quarter, up 21-19. We scored 33 points in the fourth quarter. Yes, we had a couple of offensive scores, but we were set up by the defense. We had a defensive score. We had turnovers. That put us in a position to do that. That wasn't all offense. That wasn't all
that. Yeah, that was a freak event for y'all, though.
Regardless, we're talking about defense.
That was a freaky win for y'all. I remember the game. That was a freaky win for y'all. So take that one, wrap that one up. Don't argue about that one. Don't brag about that one.
No, I'm not bragging. I'm saying to my point, even I will say that you have to say the defense was a major contributor in that fourth quarter. It's them who won the game. They put us in a position to win, and they made the turnovers. And I'm all for it. Last Sunday, they made key turnovers, and they put Purdy in key field positions at times to win the game. And obviously, everybody rallied around the rookie. Same way the Cowboys rallied around Cooper Rush and say, you got to protect this kid. Well, that's what they did with Purdy in the 49ers. Christian McCaffrey stepped up. Debo stepped up before he got hurt. Ayuk's been a beast all year long, regardless who's playing quarterback. Kittle did his thing at tight end. You had the other running back step up and pick up key blocks, make sure that they put him in position not to fail. And they did a good job with that. And the whole team rallied around him. But the defense was a catalyst for that victory. They put him in great position.
Okay, the defense scored all the points.
No. I'm saying they were a big contributor to putting him in the position. They didn't score all the points. But if you give a team a short field via turnover, the defense has to be given credit for that.
Okay, the defense scored all the points. I can stay on that. I can stay there. I don't care what you say. I don't care what Pearl say. I don't care what Pearl say.
Mystery.
Yes, sir.
The numbers don't lie. McCaffrey ran for 119 yards. He averaged 8 yards a carry. They killed him on the ground. They kept Brady off the field.
We played Sunday.
Brady had one long throw. Everything
Let me ask you a question, bro.
Everything was dink and dunked.
How did we lose on Sunday, bro?
Y'all lost the same way.
I want teammate to teammate answer this.
Well, let me tell you. Let me get myself out of 8-5 business and keep myself in 10-3 business.
You order this. I will hear from Pearl. How did we lose on Sunday?
We lost on Sunday for two reasons. Our coaching staff did not make adjustments. The 49ers That is what we've done. Teams have tried to take that away. The 49ers did a great job of taking it, and the Chargers came ready, took it away. In the same motion, they took the middle of the field away, and our offensive coordinators made no adjustments. We didn't go to no dink. We didn't go to no slants. We didn't go to no outs. Nothing like that.
No
we
motion.
It did not work. Second, next thing that hurt us is our defense sucks.
Tua didn't make any unforced errors.
We have no cornerback other than Xavier Howard, and he's not healthy. And we just get killed in the secondary.
I can't with you, Pearl. No, sir. Mm-mm. Tua didn't play a bad game on Sunday. Tyreek Hill didn't miss a couple of good passes, didn't he? Answer my question.
Obviously, you don't know your team.
Answer my question. Did Tyreek Hill not miss a couple of good passes?
They run anticipation routes. And we anticipate you can be at a spot and the ball coming.
I don't want you to stutter. I'm asking you a couple of questions. Did Tyreek Hill not miss a couple of good passes?
Disrupted the wide receivers and took them off their routes.
You play Monday morning quarterback, man. I understand. You're Monday morning quarterbacking. That's what you're doing.
We go into the first break, Mr. Vanilla. We gotta get to the first.
Listen, you're the only person. You are the only person different from me right now. Every NFL Network, ESPN, Yahoo Sports, Bleacher Report.
I'm going from my own personal opinion. I don't have to feed from ESPN or none of those networks. I'm going from my own personal opinion.
Agree with me.
What you're telling me is what you're hearing from them. I want to hear from Pearl.
We'll hear from Pearl on the flip side of the break, Mystery.
I'm telling you what my opinion is, and I tell you other people agree with me. Their opinion don't differ from mine. They agree with me.
All right, we go into the break. We're going to pick it up on the flip side, man. Hey, let me read this text. Naughty, you are the best. You got two Dolphins to argue over their own team. Defense wins championships. Defense can score and defend. Offense never plays defense. It's a team effort. Offense, defense, and special teams. And Naughty, you put it all together today. That was priceless watching them two Dolphins. But I stayed out of it. I said, let me take my 10-3 behind out of this 8-5 affair. You understand what I'm saying? We go into the break. We talking sports on the flip side. And we come back as the Wednesday, December 14th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. Good stuff, Pearly. Good stuff, Mystery. Yeah, I love it.
Off the holiday season with Dunkin's three delicious signature lattes made with rich espresso and topped with whipped cream. Sip a Dunkin' peppermint mocha latte with mocha and peppermint, or try a toasted white chocolate latte with creamy white chocolate flavor. The new Dunkin' brown sugar cookie latte features notes of sweet brown sugar and holiday spices. Hurry in today. The Dunkin' holiday lattes are only in town for the holiday season. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
Do you want a chance to win one of five Yamaha Kryptonite scooters? Do you like the great taste of Frito-Lay chips? Well, all you have to do is purchase chips like Lay's, Doritos, and Cheetos at your favorite grocery store, and you can enter to win thanks to Frito-Lay and Island Wholesale scooter giveaway promotion. Want to know more? Join the 17th this Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. for a chance to play Island Wholesale shoot and win game for instant prizes and a chance to win one of five Yamaha scooters. Frito-Lay, distributed by Island Wholesale.
Naughty Johnny. Johnny's Restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's Restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the truth?
Percy Simon Games has a list of names. Who will get the cash? Yes, we brought it back. 20 gets you in. 12 is the win. Right now, we'll put money on your book. You can have a very Merry Christmas. Island Games can take care of your wish list. 12 is a cash must with Percy Simon Games. It's the game you know, the friends you trust. You may play with them, but you win with us.
Friends win cash.
Christmas coming here.
Christmas is coming and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that satisfy your cravings. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy KFC Festive Feast Mega Pack. Loaded with 8 boneless KFC bites of 100% white meat, a chicken leg, mashed potato with gravy, corn, a biscuit, a delicious guava dessert biscuit, and a mega-sized Pepsi. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
This is Dwight Strawn with Morning Blend. On behalf of the crew and my co-hosts, I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and an incredibly blessed and prosperous New Year.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM continues right now. The Wednesday, December 14th edition continues. And don't forget the final 10 today, Rich Eisen with the top five power rankings in Cowboy Nation. I'm going to let you know now, Rich didn't do us justice this week. You leave that alone. I'll let you listen to it. We got Pearly in the building. Pearly zooming in. Pearly, we got a couple games on tap tonight. My phone has died and my top is down, man. My laptop, that is. So who we got on top in the NBA tonight, Pearly?
Ah, boy, let's see what we got in today. Tonight.
Boy, and listen, before we get into it, you see that foolishness, that old, anyway, don't let me say it. You see AD was in the zone last night, him and Tatum was going at it, the Lakers was actually down, then they went up, they was down, they went back up. Why LeBron started shooting up three-pointers like he has no conscience? Since when is he Reggie Miller?
Anyway, I don't want to talk about it. Atlanta Hawks at Orlando Magic tonight.
Pearly. Number 4 years ago, I told you, and you tell me I was a malcontent. Welcome to the malcontent club, brother. What you drinking? We was waiting on you.
You want me to cuss? Yeah, I'm trying not to cuss.
You already did.
The Golden State Warriors. The Golden State Warriors at Indiana Pacers. They had Detroit at Charlotte Hornets.
That's a battle of futility right there.
Hold on.
Detroit and Charlotte. Well, that's a battle of futility right there, but that's a horrible matchup.
I know. That's why I slide right over that. The Kings and the Raptors tonight.
Uh-huh.
The Knicks at the Bulls.
Uh-huh.
The Knicks at the Bulls. At 8 o'clock, you get the Heat at the Thunder.
Ooh.
You got the Blazers at the Spurs.
Uh-huh.
You got the Cavaliers and the Mavericks.
That should be a good game.
Nuggets hosting the Washington Wizards.
I like the Nuggets.
The late game is the Clippers hosting the LA Clippers. I mean, the Clippers hosting the Timberwolves.
That might be a good one, too.
Yeah.
Lots of basketball to watch tonight.
Come this weekend, it's going to be Argentina and France for the World Cup. France just spanked Morocco 2-0 today.
And did Mbappe have any?
No. Who got the goals?
Wow.
Hernandez got a goal and Mouani.
The M&M final, Mbappe and Messi. Woo!
Yeah.
Messi got to get us. Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Pearly, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Hey, well, you didn't hold on long enough there, caller. But got a text. Naughty, I'm a Dolphin fan. Please tell Pearly and Mystery Dolphin we're done until next year. The Bills will give us a beating and so will the Patriots.
You see, what I don't like about y'all is y'all fellas. Anyway, I ain't gonna say that.
Hey.
Just take a note that number. Take a note of that number right there.
Note it.
Please, and hold that number till after the weekend.
Note it. Note it. It's saved.
All right.
All right. Well, we got a couple of minutes before you get out of here, man. But it's a busy weekend, Pearly. You got Don't Blink Celebrity softball game tonight. You got the kids camp tomorrow. You got the Man Overboard Pirate night. Then you got Don't Blink on Saturday. All right? And guess what we got on Friday, man? Bahama Bowl at 11:30. University of Alabama, Birmingham, and Miami of Ohio, where Ben Roethlisberger used to play.
Oh, really?
From the MAC conference. Yeah, so 11:30, we can go down there and drink some brewskis and at least watch the first half.
Yeah, that should be pretty cool.
You know, go down to the stadium. You
know? That's Sunday. That's not Friday. It's Sunday. It's on the 16th.
No, brother.
Oh, yeah, Friday. Okay.
Friday. Because tomorrow's the 15th. Okay, and that's Thursday. And everybody got the 15th circle. We know what time it is. Damn.
Yeah, Miami. You're in Miami, Ohio at the UAB.
So we'll be there.
I'll be there. Sounds like a plan.
And we'll make it happen. All right? So
yes, sir.
What we're going to do is we're going to get to the second commercial break right now. And on the flip side of the second commercial break, you know, Rich Eisen is taking us home. He's got the his version of the top five, Pearly. It's safe to say your Dolphins didn't make it. My Cowboys were there, but I believe Rich kicked us out. Rich wrong for that. Rich still my boy, though.
That's all right.
Rich Eisen.
What counts is what happens in Pepe.
Exactly.
If he learns to run the 40, man, it would be all right.
We should have a Pearly versus Rich Eisen 40-yard dash for charity.
No. He can beat me. I have the shape.
Oh, God. That's because you got that air fryer too much. Step away from the air fryer and put the honey garlic down.
That's helping me. The air fryer is actually helping me.
Okay. Well, put the honey glaze down. Honey garlic?
Yes. Honey garlic.
Unplug the air fat fryer. Step away from the honey garlic, Pearly.
I will do that.
Let's see you tomorrow, man. Shouts to Mystery Dolphin, everybody who chimed in, man. We'll talk tomorrow, man, for another edition of Talking Heads.
Tell Mystery Dolphin that the Miami Dolphin fan club disciplinary board will be hearing. You'll be hearing from them.
All right. Yeah, well, you're going to get sanctioned there, Mystery. All right, Rich Eisen going to take us home. Quick break, flip side of the break. Rich Eisen's right. Top five in the NFL, man. We up out of here. We'll see you tomorrow.
Later.
I got prostate cancer. My family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine face. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine thread is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine thread is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine thread is your place. Is your place.
Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket, or double your chances with a King combo, or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK family deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday, where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
This is Erin Green, wishing you and your family happiness, peace, and mangoes this holiday season and throughout the new year from Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
I need NFL Films music.
Oh, yeah.
Week 15 going into week 14 going to week 15 power ranking. Screw it. That's what I'm going to call it. Titans are out. Titans are off my list.
Out.
Lost three in a row.
Titans are off my list.
Normally, you know, team loses three in a row, they go up a couple spots in your power ranking.
Make fun all you want. Make fun all you want. These are my power rankings. There are many others like it, but this one is mine. Number 10. Down two spots, the Miami Dolphins. I can't quit them just yet.
Ooh.
I can't quit them. They're hanging on my top 10 power rankings.
Yeah, they're fixing to be.
Oh, you know what? It's salty too, man. Show up and just start flinging it around. The offensive line, that's what Lewis Riddick said yesterday, that the offensive line is just not doing its job. The run game has disappeared, totally disappeared. And you got to get somehow, some way, Jalen Waddle involved. Certainly if Hill is banged up. What a huge game on Saturday night. Dolphins at Bills in the cold. But they're cold, period. They're down two spots. They're number 10 on my list. And on the list, above, I think I've had them on the list all year long, but I'm putting the Los Angeles Chargers on the list right now.
Oh.
That's where I've got them.
You just made the list.
Yes, they did. Justin Herbert and whatever the hell, this whole social media... I don't get it. I don't understand it. But he's
along with Williams and Keenan Allen and Eckler, and if they can protect and have those guys healthy, that's a hell of an offense that can put up points and back, and Derwin James comes back and they can get fully healthy going into December. I'd love to just see what this team can do fully healthy with a head of steam as opposed to constantly stepping all over themselves. So I'm kind of excited for you Powder Blue fans out there. Charge, indeed. They're on the list for the first time, number 9. Up 2 spots because I needed to drop the Dolphins down 2. I'm so nervous and concerned about this team. But the Ravens are still on this list because they have one of the best defenses in the NFL. I'm looking at all the numbers in advance of the Ravens and the Browns. Since Roquan Smith came aboard, this defense is only surpassed in all statistics that can measure great defenses by the 49ers. The Ravens are that good. They are that good on that side of the ball. They've got a championship quality defense. If J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards can be that two-headed monster that they can be, get Lamar back. I don't know who the hell's going to catch the ball at the wide receiver spot. But still, if you're taking on the Baltimore Ravens on a football Saturday, like the Browns are this week on NFL Network, or a Sunday or a Monday or a Thursday, you better bring your lunch pail and they're number 8 on my list. Nope. The Vikings stay like before at 7. I know that they lost to the Lions. I get it. And that you're looking at the Lions and you're thinking, well, the Vikings are proving that they're not all of that. How about the Lions are just friggin' good right now? And the Vikings came within one score of them. And Justin Jefferson put up 200, okay? And Cousins put up 400. And Cook is still Cook, and Big Z still Big Z, and they're still 7. They're a 10-win team for a reason, and I still got them at 7, and I have them beating the Colts this weekend to kick off the NFL Network triple header and clinching the NFC North. They're 7. Number 6, down 2 spots. I'm sorry, man. You cannot go in to a game at home.
This list is fugazi.
You cannot go into a game at home against a 1-win team and show up thinking that you're the varsity and nearly losing the game and nearly, you know, you got to pull a 98-yarder out of your orifice to win. I'm sorry, man.
Something on fire over here.
I'm sorry. Fire. I'm sorry. And then in turn, and so you get a demerit for the week.
That's ridiculous.
You get a demerit for the week. And let's see you take on the Jacksonville Jaguars and show that you're the varsity and puff your chest out and say, okay, that team thinks it's arriving. That team has got a locker room that's believing. We spoke to the coach yesterday and Doug Peterson. That team is not all that. We're the Dallas Cowboys, and we're going to still have a shot at winning this division 6 in the 1 seed. See ya. Out. Wow. And the reason why I put them at 6 is because I believe if they played a game this week against all the top 5, they would lose. Number 5 on this list. Correct. Number 5 on my list, up a spot. I think Joe Burrow walks into Dallas right now. Joe Burrow puts it on him.
Didn't we put it on them already?
I'm just saying to you, what happened in the beginning of the season and now are two totally different stories. The rubber is meeting the road, and the Cincinnati Bengals are a top 5 team in the NFL, like I suspected they could be still, and like I believed that they would be, and I've been talking about for 8 weeks. Didn't get off them when they were 0-2. Didn't jump off the ship when they lost to the Browns in a disheartening fashion on Halloween night. But that's the last time they lost. And I think if the Bengals walk into Dallas or Dallas goes into the jungle, they lose that football game because the Bengals are all that. The 49ers are up one spot. This quarterback with this offense and all the weapons around him and Dallas going into that spot with the defense the way that it's looking, I don't think they win that game either. And I say to the 49ers faithful,
drinking Kool-Aid, man.
I say to the 49ers faithful, you're going to have a good Thursday night. I believe it. I think the 49ers win that game. I think Purdy still does what he's doing. And this defense is championship quality. And the fact that they get Debo back too, they think before the end of the regular season? I don't know, man.
It's optimistic.
I know, but the fact that he's not gone means I'm still keeping them as a powerful team in my power rankings. And then the final 3 are no change. I keep the Bills at 3, and I keep the Chiefs at 2. Again, I know that the Bills beat the Chiefs, but right now if they play each other, I think the Chiefs win it. And then number 1, do you know Jalen Hurts currently has the second most first down runs in the NFL. The second most amount of runs in the NFL to convert a first down. Jalen Hurts, not a running back. Jalen Hurts, and he leads the league in passer rating, too. This is insane what we're watching him do right now. And the defense is terrific. And they are beginning to maul people. They are beginning to come for your souls, is a phrase I continue to use on this program when I think a team is ready to beat you and beat you up and spit you out. They're playing right now the way that the Bills did in the first 4 or 6 weeks of the season, which was demoralize you. Don't just beat you, but leave you in a fetal position begging for mercy. And the Philadelphia Eagles are coming in Chicago. We'll see if they can win a game that they're supposed to and going away, to be quite honest with you. They're number one on my power rankings. So there you have it. Cowboys are down two spots, but I think they lose to the Bengals, Niners, Bills, Chiefs, and Eagles if they play them right now. I think they beat up the Vikings, Ravens, Chargers, and Dolphins, which is why I think I got them perfectly spotted at six.
Just depends what Dak we get. You get bad Dak like we saw against the Texans.
I guess you could say that about any quarterback, the exception of if you get bad Mahomes, you're gonna beat the Chiefs. I think they can kind of overcome that. We haven't seen what a bad Hurts kind of looks like this year, except against Washington, would you say? Right? They won the turnover battle, which is what Lewis Riddick talked about. Push back. Go ahead. You have the floor. I'll give it to you. Do you think you beat all the teams that are above you?
Unlike you, when I do my list, this is your list. This is how you feel. So I can't push back on your opinion.
No, I understand that. So what's your list? Where do you have the Cowboys?
Number one, of course. What are you talking about? Come on.
Embrace it, TJ.
I'm after yesterday, it's like apparently my whiteboard like just invokes rage on people. So embrace it.
Embrace it.
One, of course.
You don't invoke rage.
Well, you said that yesterday.
It's rage. I wasn't raging.
Not you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.